Jeni me SBS Albanian.
Kriza e zjarreve dhe gjusëndërua në Australien dhe nuk ka marrë fund. Edhe për kundër shiut i cili erdi dje në disa pjesë të Viktorijës. Greater Shepparton është shtëpi e më shumë se 2000 shqiptarëve që jetojnë dhe punojnë në Shepparton. Fatmirësisht, zjarri nuk ka prekur banorët në Greater Shepparton. Për të mësuar më shumë në linën telefonike kemi Dini Adam, ish kryetar i bashkisë Greater Shepparton dhe tani është zëvendës kryetar i bashkisë. Dini Adam, welcome to our show.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Sonny.
Dini, how you still live so close to fire?
Well, fortunately, we haven't been directly affected by the fire as such, but that being said, our surrounding and neighbouring councils have been, and we're in constant communication with them and offering our support and anything else we can do to try and alleviate the stress and the strains of such a tragic event.
Has anybody from Albanian community been affected? Although, you know, as we said, we are not in the centre of the fire. We are just close to.
No, I'm not aware of any direct impact on any Albanian families as such, but being part of the community here, obviously, there's been a lot of calls that I've had actually from Albanian people wanting to know where to direct donations and any form of assistance that they want, may want to render. They've contacted me and I've directed them to our community services, a council, and they've directed them obviously to the correct places of where to donate, whether that be food or clothing or cash.
Has Albanian community in Shepparton been collecting any donations?
Look, as you well know, there was very great earthquakes in Albania just recently.
Correct.
We've done a fair bit of fundraising for that, but yes, we have discussed it. And I think in the very near future, we'll be putting together some sort of fundraising event to assist where we can.
Correct. Dini, how is the mood in Albanian community? Again, I have to talk about Albanian community. Knowing that they are farmers and they have property from which they live, how is the mood? How do they feel?
Well, as I said, because we haven't been directly affected, the mood's quite reasonable in that they're not panicked or really concerned in that way, although the concern is mainly for the other areas that have been affected. Having said that, we don't have fires here. We're not a very, we don't have a lot of thick bushland around Greater Shepparton. We're an irrigation district, so it's very flat. So the risk of fire is limited. Although, having said that, due to the water crisis over the last 10 years or so, there's a lot of dairy farmers that unfortunately have gone out of business and walked away from their farms. So they've left vast areas of land that would have been irrigated, which means it would have been nice and green, now is just basically long, dry grass. So the risk has certainly increased over the last 10 years. And the risk for grass fires is very imminent in our area.
So with that, having in mind with that risk, dry grass and everything, is Greater Shepparton prepared for any disaster?
Well, we're prepared, I suppose. We have an emergency plan, obviously, all councils do. And I'm not speaking on behalf of councils' actual day-to-day operations in respect to this. But, there's plans in place. We had a fire here about 5 or 6 years ago in our municipality, a grass fire, of course, and nowhere to the extent of the fires we're experiencing now in Victoria and across Australia. But, it was quite scary. So we've got a great network of irrigation channels. And I think that helps protect us in respect to if there is a fire, there's water resources available to fight that fire with.
Dini Adam, one more question. What will be your message to people who live in Greater Shepparton, considering that we are in this kind of situation?
Yeah, well, I'd say always be alert and be careful in their activities in respect to lighting fires, to obey the total fire ban orders when they appear, but also to turn their attention and donate if they can, or other forms of assistance to try and help our neighbouring councils in this time of need.
Dini Adam, Deputy Mayor of Greater Shepparton, we hope that this disaster with bushfire will end as soon as possible, so the people of Greater Shepparton will go back to their normal life. We thank you for talking to us and appreciate your time.
A great pleasure. Thank you, Sonny.
Ndani dhe komentoni SBS Albanian në Facebook.